Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Five political parties opposing President Robert Mugabe are meeting for the second time in Harare to try and form a grand coalition to challenge ZANU-PF's 33-year stranglehold on power.
It's a significant move as long as it is based on critical principles meant to take the nation forward and also to, you know, contest the election in a credible and acceptable manner.
The United States says it is curiously watching political developments in Zimbabwe amid bickering between ZANU-PF and the MDC formations over the scheduling of this year's national elections.
Sure, nothing's off the table. We'll look at every issue and every option that's before us. But right now we're so focused just on the what SADC has done to try to move these elections to a much more freer and fairer opportunities for all sides.
And Mbizo lawmaker Settlement Chikwinya asks the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to extend the ongoing mobile voter registration exercise by 2 days, saying in many wards, hundreds of eligible voters have been left out.
In my constituency, there were 2 centers, meaning that there were the total of 6 days in my constituency. So many voters were turned away because of the frustrations they faced due to the long queues, and therefore, so many people are going to be disenfranchised.
Five political parties opposing President Robert Mugabe are meeting for the second time in Harare today and tomorrow to try and form a grand coalition to challenge ZANU-PF's 33-year stranglehold on power. The five parties are the Tsvangirai MDC, the Ncube MDC, Mabambo Kusile Dawn, ZAPU and ZANU Ndonga. The parties first came together last week to condemn President Mugabe's move to announce election dates without consulting his government partners in the coalition government. They also teamed up against the veteran leader at the just-ended SADC summit in Mozambique that directed Harare to engage the Constitutional Court to delay the July 31st elections.
But sources say it is going to be difficult to form a coalition as the five parties differ on policy. Though Prime Minister Tsvangirai is tipped to lead the coalition, there are some who are pushing for a consensus candidate. MDC Secretary General Tendai Biti yesterday told VOA it is generally agreed that Mr. Tsvangirai is the face of the opposition in Zimbabwe, adding failing to form a grand coalition for the forthcoming election would be a missed opportunity the country will forever rule. Political analyst and international crisis group researcher Trevor Maisiri says the coalition must not be formed to grab power from ZANU-PF. He says it should be in the national interest and not political party whims.
I think it's a significant move as long as it is based on critical principles meant to take the nation forward and also to, you know, contest the election in a credible and acceptable manner. I think if it is guided by principle, then it's a progressive move by those particular parties.
The problem has always been how to accommodate each other. Is this not going to be an uphill task?
That's going to be the biggest challenge. One of the main critical issues is really around the power dynamics. Most of the political parties in Zimbabwe have really expressed an unquenchable thirst for power. So the biggest issue is going to be how they configure that power sharing, power arrangement within that grand coalition. For me, I think that is the biggest challenge that they are going to be faced with.
In terms of leadership, who is likely to lead this grand coalition?
On paper, it looks like the MDC team seems to have the greatest leverage in terms of